you can drop me a line, and I'm sure you will. You can go to stevegruber.com, drop me a line anytime you want, and we can talk about what's happening. The Common Sense Hotline's also there, 877-310-9966, 877-310-9966. If you want to make a phone call to check in directly from time to time, Nathan will be there to take your phone call and see if you pass muster and see how that works out. 877-310-9966 at stevegruber.com. You can send me an email, though. I'll read them here on the air from time to time when we have the opportunity. And I'm quite sure that some of you will have strong opinions about the doctor that was just with us, Dr. Klein. He is from the Cleveland area, of course, in Ohio. And a lot of things to talk about, whether it's Andrew Cuomo. Oh, there's one other thing I want to mention. Go to the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page today. My question of the day is about Governor Cuomo. What do you think of him? What should happen? What happens next with Governor Cuomo? I'd love to hear back from you. And then I'll use those answers on America's Voice Live from 1 to 3 Eastern Time on Real America's Voice Television Network. You can join me there every day, Monday through Friday. America's Voice Live, 1 to 3. Keep that in mind as well. Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri says you have to compare critical race theory to Chinese communist indoctrination and doctrine when you hear about it. He's fighting back. Bite number 10, I want to cue that up because I want people to hear this. Senator Josh Hawley saying you have to compare critical race theory. This is just another one of the long list of issues and items not going particularly well for the left right now. And what is going well? I mean, the blow up over Governor Cuomo, that is not a good position for the left to be in. They fawned over this guy. They fawned over this guy. They thought he was the backup quarterback to come in when Joe Biden couldn't answer the bell. They thought he was the guy they were going to. Right? That's what they believed anyhow. So you've got defund the police. You've got the inflation and the economy problems. You've got people not going back to work. You've got the exploding border crisis that's going on, of course. You've got the federal control of elections are demanding the massive spending. Massive spending, which means you are going to be taxed one way or the other. You're going to pay the price. The Green New Deal, the Marxism, the cultural Marxism that's being pushed out there every day. And then you have, like I said, Missouri Senator Josh Hawley saying you have to compare critical race theory to Chinese communist indoctrination. He says we have to be aware of it and we have to fight it. I agree. He says there's only one answer, and I agree with this as well, and that is teaching accurate American history. Accurate American history. The good, the bad, and the ugly. But not just teaching a piece of fiction published by the New York Times and calling it history, because that's not what it is. It's been debunked as the 1619 Project numerous times. America was not created in 1619, 1776. Put that on the wall. Write that down. You'll want to remember that. America didn't create slavery. We abolished it. We abolished it through a bloody and deadly civil war, 600,000 people paying with their lives to end slavery. By the way, if we're going to talk about reparations, should we talk about reparations for those that died in the Union Army to end slavery? Should their families be paid extra bonuses? Well, how would that work? Anyhow, here's Senator Hawley. Listen.
Critical race theory is false. It's just not true that this country was actually founded in 1619. It's not true that this country is systemically racist. It's not true that the Constitution was written and shot through with white supremacy. But you can't replace lies with nothing. You have to replace lies with the truth. And that's why I believe we ought to require every school district in America that gets taxpayer funds to teach our actual founding documents. I'm talking about the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence. These are the documents that contain our founding principles. It's what unites us as Americans. It's what we love together as Americans. And that's why I believe we should say, hey, let's teach what's actually true to our kids. And that's how we go after these falsehoods.
100%. That's how you go after these falsehoods, is you tell people the truth about the country, about how we stood up to tyranny, not in one world war, but in two. How we have been the shining city on the hill for 2.5 centuries. Otherwise, why would 2 million people try to come here illegally this year, or 2.5 million, whatever it turns out to be? Do you think they're trying to break into a country that's unfair and racist and mean-spirited? Don't kid yourself. Don't kid yourself. The polling numbers are starting to be released now, and one here's one you cannot believe, but I'm going to share it with you because it's so laughable, but it's put out there. You know, Matt Drudge used to be a credible source, a person that mattered in media. He's the one that broke the Monica Lewinsky story way back in the 1990s, but on Drudge today, you have a Florida poll. Ron DeSantis falling behind Charlie Crist in a possible matchup for governor. Please. Ron DeSantis is in no jeopardy at all of being unseated as governor of the state of Florida. None whatsoever. St. Pete polls found that 45% of voters said they would vote for Democrat Charlie Crist, who was a Republican, then he was a Democrat, then he was a Republican, then he was a Democrat. No chance. Only 44% said they would back DeSantis. They note, however, that the polling of being 1 point is within the margin of error. 11% of the more than 3,900 respondents in the poll said that they were still undecided about their choice for governor into 2022. A previous St. Pete poll released in May revealed that just 30% of voters believe Crist had a better than even odds of unseating the Republican, with 38% giving him a 50-50 chance of winning. Voters in the May poll expressed greater optimism that fellow Democratic gubernatorial candidate Nikki Fried, the state's agriculture commissioner, would be able to beat DeSantis. Let me put it this way. There's no chance. None whatsoever. Not at this point, not unless this conversation changes dramatically between now and next year. This part of the program brought to you by Craig Stiles and Ameriprise Financial. Anywhere in America, you can get a hold of Craig Stiles, 517-483-4893. If you've been thinking about it, and I talked to a couple of you that have been thinking about it, pick up the phone, make it happen, get a different kind of financial advice. 517-483-4893. Anywhere in America, Craig Stiles is the guy to talk to. A quick break as we head toward the end of this hour and get ready for the next here on the Steve Gruber Show.
In the 10. This is Matt Shepard for BetMGM. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Use the promo code SHEPBET100 to receive free bets when you sign up now. New customer offers paid in free bets. Just download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the promo code SHEPBET100 for free bets.
I'm not sure who wins American League Rookie of the Year, and it's certainly too soon to speculate, but for Tigers fans, it has to be an absolute blast to thrust three Tigers into the conversation: Akil Badu, Eric Haas, and Casey Mize. Badu moves everyone to the edges of their seats with his speed, flair, and athleticism. His adjustments have been well noted, and he continues to impress with his steady growth. Haas has more homers since his Tigers debut than any other catcher. He doesn't just hit home runs. 54% of his hits are extra base hits, and he hits the ball hard no matter what. Mize has been everything you could have expected in his first full season, a power pitcher who isn't afraid to pitch to contact or afraid to pitch inside. All three are different, but have one thing in common. They hate to lose more than they love to win. It shows every